Thank you for joining us for Mental Health, Let's Talk About It. I am your host, Charlene Pickram, the owner of Pick Empowerment, and you're tuned into CIOE 97.5 Community Radio. And this evening we have Dr. Christine Sawyer, who is a fellow host of mine here on CIOE 97.5 FM, and she has her show every Thursday at 12 noon till 12:30, and it is Healthy Alternatives. So I hope you tune in to listen to her. And you'll get a better idea of exactly who Doc Christine is after today's show. So welcome.
Thanks very much, Charlene. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show. Okay. And I'll be happy to share a little bit about my story and what I do.
Yeah, so you have quite a story, which is, I find, very inspirational. And that's why one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show is to share your story of hope. So can you give our listeners a background of, you know, your journey?
I'll be happy to. And it took me actually quite a while to actually be open about it and talk about it. And as you know, mental health has a stigma.
Yeah.
And most of the time when I share it, I start with a little story of my own. Because many people don't know, when I came to Nova Scotia 20 years ago, I wasn't feeling well. I wasn't the person that I am today. Actually, I was just coming out of a bad relationship. My ex-husband, who was an excellent family doctor, but a miserable husband. I was myself a dermatologist, family doctor, allergist in Germany, having a big practice, working 16-hour days in my office, seeing up to 120 patients a day.
Oh.
And then in the evening, I did some more in my ex-husband's practice, doing house calls, emergency visits, like family doctors in Germany are used to do. And it was very interesting, fascinating from the matter, and I loved helping people, but I had no time for myself.
Yeah.
And I neglected myself, my own health. And some things got to give at some point. And for me, it was my back. And one day when I sat down in my office chair, a pain came through my back. So being the doctor, I told myself, well, Christine, now you're one of the 80% of the population that has back pain. And I continued to work. But in the evening of that day, it was about 7 p.m. when I finished, I couldn't even tie my shoes. Somehow, I made it home, went to bed. The next morning, I couldn't get up. The pain was excruciating, and I just couldn't get up. So my ex-husband called his ambulance friends, and they had to carry me down the stairs, and I was put in hospital. I spent in a German hospital, orthopedic unit, 4 weeks.
Wow.
To start to learn to walk again. And I did, and then I took a rehab program. I stayed positive through all that. It was quite an experience to be a patient, especially the first week of the hospital stay. I couldn't even get to the toilet. And the experience of having to be completely dependent on others for care, including the most intimate moments of having, well, in terms, to pee and poop in laying in bed.
Yes.
Is quite embarrassing and eye-opening for a doctor. But that's not all. So I get better. I start working again part-time in my office, and then, boom, a second disc slipped. So this time, I gave up. I thought I sold my office, I didn't have nothing to do, and I fell in a deep depression then. And what I did from childhood to cope with emotional pain is to eat. And believe me, German cakes are delicious. I still remember that marzipan cake that was my favorite. I could eat a whole one at one session.
Oh.
Not good for you. So yes. I ballooned out of shape, which didn't improve my mental health, obviously. On top of all, my ex-husband at some point decided to commit suicide. So I was left depressed, alone, with two teenage sons and immigration papers to Canada. You see, 4 years earlier, we had applied for immigration to spare our sons the compulsory German army.
Mm.
So there I was, and I decided to come to Halifax. Best decision in my life. But at first it made it worse.
Yeah.
Because, of course, I was alone, isolated, depressed anyway, nothing to do really, with two demanding teenage sons that were used to treating me as the doormat I was at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I was driving with my van down the 102 from Bayers Lake to Halifax, and I saw that beautiful bridge post, and I decided to run at it. Took the seatbelt off, sped up, but then a little voice told me in my stomach, it is for me, Christine, you don't really want to die. You need help.
Mm.
I'm glad I listened to that voice.
Yeah.
And I actually drove myself to the emergency room of the QE2 instead. So I came there and went in, and thankfully the resident realized how bad I was,
mm-hmm.
and they admitted me to the Abbey Lane. So I spent 4 weeks in the Abbey Lane waiting for the medications to kick in. So now I am from being a successful physician in Germany down to being an inpatient in a mental hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the lowest you can get in most people's terms, but it isn't.
No.
It's not the worst. It was a safe place at that time.
Yeah.
And it was the right place for me to be. And I'm grateful I was there, and I was kept safe until the medication kicked in enough that I could start to get home and try the struggle on my own.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate too, because afterwards I got in a 6-week day treatment program, excellent program. And in this, I learned the meaning of the word assertiveness, which was completely unknown to me. It doesn't exist in German. So that was good. And then I was basically discharged from that and left on my own to struggle further.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a good psychiatrist. I'm still with him after 20 years. Great guy. Not everybody likes him, but I do. And basically, he was always listening, but it's just medications. And since I didn't have a medical plan, I couldn't really afford counseling for the counselor. So I said, well, what the heck, just wait for the medication to kick in. And my back was still sore. I went then into the chronic pain program, got epidural steroids twice a year, which did help. But in the end, it didn't really resolve the back pain and gave me side effects, osteoporosis.
Yeah.
So at one point, and I went back and forth, actually getting worse with my mental health, getting psychotic symptoms, seeing things, hearing things, and was given antipsychotic medications.
Yeah.
And every time I was fortunate too again, because I met my dear husband. I'm with him now for 20 years, and that is a very unlikely story how we met. But it turned slowly around a little bit to the better, but at that point it was still up and down and up and down. And I was back in mental hospital a few times, in stressful times, and eventually diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder, depressive type, which is quite a serious illness.
Yeah, it is.
And at some point I decided I don't want to live that way.
Mm.
I tried a few things to have something to do, because I missed being licensed as a physician because I was too sick to do a residency then. I did the LMCC 1 and 2 and passed them. I don't know how I did it, but I did. But that doesn't give me a license.
No.
So I tried being a tax preparer for H&R Block. It was very interesting, but it's not my passion.
No.
I studied business administration at the Mount. Quite interesting, but it's not my passion. Money is not my passion.
Yeah.
So I thought, what can I do? At some point, I made a decision. That's really what turned it around. I said, I'm not going to live that way for the rest of my life. It's just going downhill. I'll end up demented in a nursing home. I don't want that.
Yeah.
So I decided to apply what I knew to myself.
Beautiful.
And do further research, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been a researcher. I love to learn. I love to study. I love to integrate large amounts of information and crystal or distill out what's needed right now for myself or for the client. So I started to do that. And it was very eye-opening what all four researchers out there that conventional medicine has no interest in learning or doesn't know about.
Mm.
Whatever it is.
No time.
No time, of course. And it is a shame. And there are strong interests sometimes from different industries to keep it there. And I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I was there myself when I was a conventional doctor in Germany. I already was a naturopath in Germany. So I knew a lot about naturopathy.
Yes.
And I said, well, there has to be a combination of that that works. It's not either or.
Mm-hmm.
It's always teamwork to get somebody healthy.
That's right.
So I tried different chiropractors over the years. Some made it worse. Finally, I found a lady that made it better.
Mm.
And I said, well, chiropractic does something. And at some point, I was ballooned up to 315 pounds.
Wow.
And at that point, I decided to have gastric bypass surgery.
Okay.
At that point, Nova Scotia didn't offer anything for weight loss surgery. So we went to India to have that done. Very interesting travel. Great experience. Very interesting. And I lost 150 pounds over the next year.
Wow.
So then I started to take the right supplements, changed my nutrition, my lifestyle, and we can talk later a little bit more about what that exactly entails. But then I decided I want to do something to help people. What can I do? So I stumbled across a health coaching course and I said, hey, that's interesting. That's really what I like to do. So I finished that and I thought the designation health coach would make me money, but it didn't. That was another. That alone doesn't make you money. So you have to do more than that. And over the time, I learned more and more the business part of the aspect, of the health aspect, if you're not in the conventional system paid by the insurances. But it is interesting too. And it's part of what I need to do and what I want to do.
And we're going to take a little break right now. And when we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Doc Christine on mental health. Let's talk about it. I'm your host, Charlene Pickram, the owner of Pick Empowerment, and this is CIOE 97.5 Community Radio. Welcome back to Mental Health. Let's talk about it. I'm Charlene Pickram, and we're talking with Dr. Christine Sawyer, who is sharing her story and how she has gone through her own personal journey to discover how to help her clients better. And so I'm going to get Christine to basically catch up in her story and let us know where she is today. Because although she has a past, she's living in the future now.
I'm living in the now, not in the future.
You're living
either.
In the now, that's right, yes.
And right now I'm happy to talk to you, Charlene. And I was talking about how I became a health coach and now giving back as much as I can.
Mm.
And I do presentations, of course, because I love the people, especially of Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia has given a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
And Nova Scotia is a beautiful country, province. I should say, with the beaches and the rolling hills. I wouldn't call it mountains. I've seen the real ones. But the lovely people, it's just what keeps me. There's so many friendly people, so many appreciative people. And of course, my dear husband is here born in Halifax, and he's just a sweetheart. And I'm quite settled here, so I could go back to Germany and practice medicine. I don't want to.
No.
I'm happy in Nova Scotia, so I'll find my niche somehow, sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always comparing my journey with a walk through a long tunnel. And many people don't know when they go through a really mile-long tunnel like in the Alps. At first, you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's completely dark.
Yeah.
And you really need a few guiding lights that show you a little bit the next step.
Mm-hmm.
And after going through the darkness for a long seeming time, it can be really long. I remember when I was a kid and my father drove us through those tunnels, I thought, oh my God, they never end, the darkness.
Mm.
And then a sudden turn and the southern light brightens your spirit.
Yeah.
And that experience as a kid, I compare very much with my journey. I went through the darkness for quite a long time, about 10 years.
Mm.
And then came this sudden turn, the decision to change, and everything else fell in place. And now I see the sun,
mm-hmm.
the light at the end of the tunnel. And what I'm trying to do with my business is to help my clients through the darkness of their tunnel.
Yeah.
And in the end, guide them to the light.
Yeah.
That's why my motto now is, don't give up. There's a light at the end of the tunnel for you too.
Yeah.
And I believe there is for everybody.
Yeah. And so what I really like about your approach is that you take a more holistic approach. It's not just looking at the medical model. So can you explain that to the listeners? What exactly, you know, your holistic approach looks like when you're focusing on an individual and helping them, you know, through that journey?
Mm, sure. My approach is very much individual. So at DrChristine.com, what I do at first is what I call a 360 assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And that can take quite a while because I have my questionnaires and I want to really see who is that person. Where are they coming from? What has already been done? What has worked? What hasn't? Because every person is an individual and we can't just deal with averages.
That's right.
And my favorite joke, and I like to share that. I like to share jokes because I can be funny and I like to have fun. That's part of very, very much of part of living, is to have fun.
Yeah.
So my favorite joke is that, what is a statistician? A statistician is a person that has his head in the oven and his feet in a bucket of ice and says, on average, I feel great. And I feel our medical model very much works with averages,
mm-hmm.
which works for people that are in the middle of the spectrum, but it doesn't work as well or not at all for people that are either in the oven or in the ice water of their journey. So I try to really see where the people are when they're coming to me. And I'm not against conventional medicine at all, because it is a very important part of medicine and it has brought us amazing advances.
Yeah.
And yes, modern life has its backdrafts, of course, and there's many factors to consider, but I would never tell anybody, oh, you have to stop your medications.
No,
because they have a purpose, most of them. Sometimes it's possible to, when they work with me for a while, to reduce their medication in conjunction with their doctor.
Yes, exactly. And so important.
It's so important. And I really try to combine that. I myself take still psychiatric medications.
Mm-hmm.
I believe now I probably would be able to adjust my mental health without it. But I have been taking them for 20 years. Psychiatric medications change your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And although the brain can change back, it takes years and years, and sometimes it's not possible at all.
That's right.
So never just stop any medications, especially psychiatric medications.
Exactly.
And still, many psychiatrists are not aware of that, which is a shame too, because they give people antidepressants, say for 3 months, and mm-hmm. then they say, oh, let's stop them and see how you're doing. And then the patient rebound.
Definitely.
And then they say, oh, you see, your depression is back. You have to take them for longer. I really don't agree with that. I think there's other options when you're depressed and not extremely depressed like I was, to change your fate without taking medications for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and I did that. I took medication to get, I guess, balanced again so that I could start thinking clearly and start looking at what it was occurring in my life or how was I thinking that was impacting my mood and my depression. And then once I was level enough, I could start implementing strategies to better self. But then it was very much the process of weaning off those meds because I was terrified that if I came off these meds, I would go back down in that dark hole. And and that, to me, is something that I really relate with other individuals, you know, that fear of what happens if I go there again. Can I get out?
Yes. And you will get out. And when I was last time in hospital in 2013, actually, they wanted to do ECT. Mm-hmm. That's how bad I was. And at that point, I was at no place able to agree or not agree.
Yeah.
So I was glad I had already told my husband and empowered him to be my
advocate.
Mm-hmm. And he refused, thank God, because it can have serious side effects.
Yeah, my mother did the electric shock therapy, not like she was the RN who participated in the team, and she saw great success. But again, like everything, there are potential consequences.
And I really feel before that is done, we should explore other options. Mm-hmm. And there are, even if you continue taking your medication, you can get well, you can feel good again.
Yeah.
And that is what I do. And I focus very much of a very much neglected aspect of mental health. I call it the mental health triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom of that for me is a physical aspect, the body in all its part.
Yeah.
Because our brain is like a radio that transmits, that needs the structure to be able to get the waves around us.
Yeah.
And if the radio is broken, if the transistors are broken, the physical parts, it can't play nice music. So I see the same effect with the human brain. If the toxins, inflammation, nutrient deficiencies have depleted your brain, if you don't have enough, for example, omega-3 fats, if your gut is out of balance, and there's many other factors that can contribute to an unhealthy structure of the brain and the body,
yeah,
that then makes it impossible for the mental aspects that are also very important, like counseling, positive thinking, change your thoughts. It is very important. And the social aspects to work properly, or they don't work for a long time. And then, of course, what's also often neglected is the spiritual aspects.
Yeah.
Because if somebody does not have a purpose and passion for something in their life, they will never get truly well.
Yeah.
So my approach approaches all three aspects of that triangle.
Yeah. And I've had guests on to talk about the importance of having a purpose and having passion for your mental health, because you really need something to get you out of bed in the morning, to make you want to grow and learn. And I think, you know, again, we're all unique, but finding that passion is really key to being a part of your journey.
Very much so. And it is very important that you explore that. If you need with help, there's excellent counselors like yourself, Charlene, that can help people explore that and explore their emotions. But as I say, in my opinion, if the physical structure is not right, it won't work for long, or it won't work completely. And there's, of course, influences from each to each other.
Yes. And like we were saying, the somatic symptoms, when, you know, you don't have proper mental health or there's mental illness, then we very much experience that within our body as well. Our body is trying to send us signals that something is not right. But discovering what is not right is the challenge. And that's when we need somebody to provide us with some guidance. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back from the break is, you know, how does Doc Christine guide you and what are the different specialties that she has to bring to the process of becoming mentally well. You're listening to Mental Health, Let's Talk About It with Charlene Pickram on CIOE 97.5 FM, and we'll be back after this break. Thanks for staying tuned into CIOE 97.5 FM, Mental Health, Let's Talk About It. I'm your host, Charlene Pickram, the owner of Pick Empowerment, and this evening I have Doc Christine in with me, and she's been sharing her story and how she has rekindled her passion here in Nova Scotia after moving from Germany. And so you have discovered what works for you, and you've been trying to assist others find what works for them. So what is the process? You talked about your assessment. Then what do you do?
The process is actually more or less a 12-step process that I follow for most people with mental illness and brain injury. That's what I do most now is brain health. Okay. So I'm now a certified brain health coach with the Amen Clinic, which is nice too because they have that interesting brain SPECT studies that show you actually how your brain is full of holes and how you can fix it. But it is quite interesting what you can do even without that expensive type of imaging. Mm-hmm. And so my first step is always to do a very thorough assessment of everything. And I have very detailed questionnaires. Yes, it takes time, but it's worth filling them out. And it's worth then talking about it. And we will find out together what's really going on in your case. Mm-hmm. And from there, I usually recommend additional lab work. I always look at what has already been done. If possible, get a printout from your doctor, bring it with you so I can look. Because I always say what's called normal in lab values is normal for Nova Scotia and Canada, which is mostly sick. Mm-hmm. And I look at what it should be.
Okay.
And I have an idea how to get you there. And from there, I recommend certain lab tests that are not done in general medicine because conventional medicine often does not believe in it. One of them that's very important for mental health is called the organic acid test. It's a simple urine test and it can tell you about your serotonin, your brain neurotransmitters, about your vitamins that you may be missing, about inflammation going on, and even about your gut health, whether you have an overgrowth of Candida albicans yeast or if you have an overgrowth of Clostridia that can also affect you badly. So that is one test. I like to do the omega-3 6 ratio because it's really important for brain health and general health to have a proper ratio of omega-3, the anti-inflammatory, mostly animal sourced fats, to the omega-6 fatty acids, where we get way too many from our vegetable oils that are so pushed, but they are really not that good for you. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's natural omega-6 fats, and we need some, like from nuts and seeds, and they are good for us in moderation. They need to be balanced, which all our nutrients need to be balanced.
Yeah.
That's part of what I try to do with supplements after the assessment. Then I look for toxins. And there's many toxins that can be assessed in a hair mineral analysis that not only gives you information about toxic minerals like mercury, cadmium, lead, and more, but also about structural minerals. Maybe you're magnesium deficient, even if your blood lab comes back normal because most of the magnesium is in the cell. So it's more efficient to do a hair mineral analysis and blood work unless you test it in the red blood cells, which is more expensive.
And that's what I was going to ask you. So you can prescribe these tests, mm-hmm. but are they covered by our health plan?
No, they're usually not. And actually, they are all tests that can be done by the clients themselves in the safety and security of their home. They can be shipped, they can be done themselves, and then shipped to the lab. Easy peasy.
Okay.
And I also do tests for organophosphates, herbicides, glyphosate, vitamin D if the doctor refuses to do it. Mm-hmm. Some family doctors sadly refuse to have it done here in Nova Scotia, although it's covered by MSI if they prescribe it. But I don't know what the reason is. They don't believe in it, maybe. And then there's a special food sensitivity test that conventional medicine doesn't believe that it really says anything. But I find it is much faster and more efficient when I correlate that with my client's food diary than to just try an elimination diet, which can be very time-consuming and hard to do.
Yes, it can.
And you have to be really disciplined to actually do it, which is hard for mental health. That's why, if possible, I recommend that IgG food sensitivity test. The one I do is done in Canada from a Canadian lab, 228 sensitivities for food sensitivities, and the results I have. And when I correlate them with the food diary and the symptoms, I'm amazed at the results for general health, for gut health, for inflammation.
Yeah, the inflammation would be humongous for most of us, I think.
Inflammation is a big problem caused by another host of reasons. And that's part of the fun for me to doing it, is actually finding out, being the detective, getting to the root issues and finding out what's really behind it for this client. Yes, I see there's inflammation in the body, but what's the cause of it? Inflammation is just a symptom. Like depression is mostly just a symptom.
Exactly.
It's a symptom that something is out of balance.
Yep. Yep, definitely. I think it's fantastic that, you know, you're looking at other tests and other avenues for individuals outside of the norm, the social box, because, excuse me, like you, I also believe that there is value in exploring other aspects of our well-being, including the spiritual, like you were saying. You know, for me, you know, spirituality was always kind of overshadowed by the Roman Catholic Church. But when I learned more about it, I realized that spirituality could be me engaging with nature.
Yes, and that is something that I like to do too.
Yes,
and
you do.
As you know, we decided to have backyard chickens, which is a very important part for me of my life, because I don't believe in torturing animals for food, but I also don't believe in being a vegetarian or a vegan.
Yes.
I find that it's in nature for humans to consume some animal products like meat. Mm-hmm. And for most of our evolution, and I love history of mankind and history of medicine, we hunted and ate meat. So it's part of what we are. And the teeth that we have say we are omnivores. We have the molars, like cows, to chew the vegetables. And we have the canines, like tigers and cats, to rip up the meat. Mm-hmm. So by nature, by evolution, we are designed to eat some animal products. Mm-hmm. But I also feel that animals have rights. They are not people, but they are not things. They are in between. And when you look at the chickens, how happy they scratch and pick and run around. And when you call them, they come running. And we have two that like to be petted. They squat down and like to be petted.
And they're proud over their eggs.
Oh, my God, they are. They say very loud, gaga, gaga. And It is, and they're not stupid, and no. Their feet are very soft. You should see them stepping on a thistle. Up goes their little foot. Then I think those poor chickens having to squeeze in those little cages, standing on those little tiny wire frames, it's just not right.
Mm-hmm.
And why torture an animal for food?
Yeah.
Yes, I enjoy my eggs. We raise meat birds. We have them killed humanely, mm-hmm. as good as possible. But I always give thanks for every egg. I give thanks for all the meat that we eat. And I realize an animal had to die for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I savor it.
So you very much have begun to recognize the values and beliefs that help support your mental health and support the way you live your life on a day-to-day basis and what you do, which again is so important. It's part of that self-awareness journey, which I think your assessment very accurately helps people with, because you're not telling them, you're questioning them, and they have to reflect on. So it is part of the self-awareness process, for sure.
Very much. And what I do is I help them with the self-awareness, which is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you work in that area. And
yeah.
When I do the assessment, I make recommendations, but it's up to the person to decide what they want and what they don't want. And I often refer them to other practitioners,
yeah.
because I recognize I am not God. I don't know everybody, everything, and I will never, because there is so much to know.
Yeah.
And I'm not better than anybody else. Yes, I have a little bit more education. I have a little bit more knowledge, but that doesn't make me anybody special.
Yeah.
And I always say everybody is a leader of their own life and everybody is a specialist for their own body,
mm-hmm.
or should be.
Amen. Yeah.
And I have actually one doctor, I won't name any names, tell his client, I know you better than you do and you are healthy.
Mm.
That makes me feel sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, we are dependent on our family doctors in Nova Scotia. We can't say anything to aggravate them, and I understand that. But that reaction I cannot mm-hmm. understand from an emotional point.
Yeah. And I think it comes back to your assertiveness and your advocacy, right? Now that you've learned what it is to be assertive and practice that in your life and to advocate for your clients, it's very hard to accept hearing that from somebody else. Because again, it goes against your beliefs and values. So when we come back from our final break, we'll continue the conversation with Dr. Christine and, what is working for her? What does she offer her clients and how you can reach her? So when we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're listening to Mental Health. Let's talk about it. I'm your host, Charlene Pickram, and this is CIOE 97.5 Community Radio. In the final segment of Mental Health, Let's Talk About It on CIOE 97.5 FM, we're going to finish up our conversation with Doc Christine. And first of all, I want to thank you for being here and sharing your story, because yes, mental health, mental illness has stigma. But you know, even when you and I were having our initial conversation, I was really uplifted by your story. And that's why I think it's so important that the audience hears not only what you're doing today, but where you came from. So in that sense, credentials, you have quite a bit of credentials. And so I want people to really understand that you're not just putting up your shingle. And here I am, health coach. Let people know what background you have, what educational background you have, Dr. Christine.
All right. So I am a board-certified German a physician, a board-certified dermatologist, board-certified naturopath, board-certified allergist, board-certified leg vein specialist, and a family doctor. And after I came to Canada, I took additional courses. Now I'm a gastrointestinal health specialist, health coach. I took additional training in orthomolecular treatment of depression, ADHD, autism, and schizophrenia. Of course, I read all kinds of books on that topic, and I became an Amen Health certified brain health coach, which I find lately I'm working more and more on brain health because people are very much attracted to me because of my story. And it's so funny. Last year when I talked to my psychiatrist, he said, listen, with your diagnosis, you shouldn't be that well, but you're normal. I don't know why, but you shouldn't be normal. So that was funny. So that's what I want to convey to people. It is possible to live a normal and full life, even with a serious psychiatric diagnosis, with the right, and I say it, medications and supplemental treatment and nutrition and lifestyle and mental health and social and emotional awareness and spiritual part in place.
And support.
And support. We all need support. Yeah. And we all struggle. And I always say, I honor my clients and your struggle as I honor my own.
Exactly.
We all have days when we are a little lower and a little feel not that good. And I know when my beloved dog dies, the next day I'll take off work.
Yeah.
Because I'll just grieve for him.
Exactly.
And that's normal.
It is normal. And coming to those conclusions is what's really key to acknowledging and taking the time to acknowledge how we feel instead of stuffing it down, replacing it with something else, and then moving on in our busy world.
And that's very much very important because for myself, I was raised in a family where there were no feelings. All that was allowed was putting up a happy smile.
Exactly.
And I know many people with depression put on a happy smile, and you'll never see how they feel until it's too late. And that's sad.
Yeah, it's the mask.
Yeah.
I refer to it all the time as the mask. And, you know, when I was depressed, I even had coworkers come to me and say, I had no idea. Like, no idea.
Oh, my mother never knew that I was depressed as a 14-year-old. I was reading books on how to end my life, and I stayed home for weeks and said to my mother, oh, I don't feel good. Okay, stay home. As long as I excelled in school, she didn't care.
Yeah, and that was certainly not your area of concern because you're a smart lady.
Oh, yeah, I had my fun. I enjoy helping people, and I always say I'll help as many people as I can afford.
Yes.
And I have long-term goals. We have to have long-term goals. I would love to start a foundation or charity for Nova Scotians to be able to afford alternative and complementary health care that is not covered by the current system, but they feel they should have, like chiropractors, acupuncturists, naturopaths. Of course, people like myself, special testing and supplements.
Yeah.
They can be expensive if they're good.
Oh,
you don't
yeah.
want the cheap supplements from some supermarkets.
No, and then you have more toxins, and are you just helping the cycle continue, or are you actually dealing with the problem?
Yeah, and the sad thing is if you just take a standard multivitamin, a cheap one, it doesn't help. It makes it worse.
Yeah.
And if you're just taking supplements in isolation, they make it worse. It has to be an orchestra of nutrition and supplements with your emotional, physical, and mental and spiritual health and your genetic makeup, which is important too.
Yes, it is.
And that's something I do sometimes too. I recommend some genetic tests to see how the methylation status is. But there's more genes, and it's quite technical. I love to do technical things and interesting things and do special research. When I have a client with an interesting disease, I love to go on Google and filter out all the junk.
Yes. Yeah. And again, you know, that's your passion. You thrive on that. Now me, not so much. You know, yes, I read and da-da-da, but with the dyslexia, it's not as appealing. I'd rather sit down and cipher all the information out of you than, you know, sit down and read a book or go onto the internet. And that's why I love this show.
And that's wonderful, because we are all individuals. And mm-hmm. how would the world be boring if everybody had the same passion?
Yeah.
My dear husband, he's very different from me. He can't even read or write.
Yeah.
It's amazing that we are together for 20 years and happy, because he's not stupid. He has a disability.
Yes.
And I don't care if I have to read stuff to him sometimes. That's just the thing. But he's passionate about old cars and trucks. Hey, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, exactly. And again, it's that balance. You already know what it's like to live with somebody who has the same interest and passion as you do. You did that in Germany, and it certainly didn't benefit you.
No, not at all.
So
it was the wrong person.
Yeah, try something different.
Exactly. And it is so important to see the individual and respect others. So even though my opinions may differ from my clients, mm-hmm. if they choose to be vegan, I'll help them get as healthy as they can while being vegan, if that's their choice.
Yeah.
I respect people. I try not to judge them. We all have preconceived judgments, so I try to address that if I find, oops.
Yeah, the unconscious bias clicks in really quick sometimes.
It is very easy, and especially growing up with a very judgmental mother. Mm-hmm. Everything was either good or bad. There's no in between.
Yeah, there was no spectrum.
No.
As we know, everything in life, there's a spectrum. Mm-hmm. That black and white or all or nothing thinking that really gets us into that bad mental state and leads to judgment.
Yeah.
You know, we really need to have that understanding that everybody has the different genetics, the different upbringing. What's going on for them now it's so complicated. And thus the importance of that holistic approach. Again, I mean, I can't say it's evidence-based. You know, we know that everybody benefits from a holistic approach that looks at those key areas. Like you said, the spiritual, the physical, the mental, the social, all psychological. They're all there.
It all has to work together. And I firmly believe in that. And I help my clients with that. And I can share maybe short how they can contact me. The easiest way is through my website, which is www.docchristine.com, docchristine.com. Or, of course, I'm on Facebook. And just enter Ask Doc Christine or Doc Christine and you'll find me there. And I'm quite responsive on Messenger, and email me through the website. You can contact me, all kinds. You can even Google my name and you'll find me on Google My Business. I have a private meeting room for clients that want to see me in person
in Middle Sackville.
That is fine. And for those who absolutely can't come out, I offer to do house calls. Yes, I have an extra charge, but if you need it, for some other reason, sometimes I do it for free if you're wheelchair bound, because my house is not accessible. So
I offer point.
That. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing, I was reviewing your website, of course, this morning. You have a lot of nice blogs to go on there. And you have a podcast of your own show.
Yes.
Which, of course, I was on. So.
Of course.
So they can also go onto your podcast, and you have a lot of alternative doctors who come onto your show. So if that's something of interest to you guys, check it out for sure.
And it's on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and most other podcast sites.
Yeah, because she's also really good at the computer and all those lovely little technical things. I don't think there's too much that keeps her down.
I really love to know myself, all aspects of the business. So eventually I'll be able to outsource them and then I can know if they do their job well.
Yes, I know. And that is the key about being a sole entrepreneur, isn't mm-hmm. it? I've also been experiencing that specifically for like bookkeeping and accounting. You know, right. you want to know what's working and what's not working, just like when we're engaging in, you know, strategies for our mental health, what works and what doesn't work.
And on the other side, don't be a perfectionist. Do imperfect action more important.
Yes, that's right. Better done than not done is definitely my motto. And that was one of my social and emotional intelligence, one of my areas where I was very much challenged, because I really felt that I had to do things perfect, because if I didn't, I would be judged. And that was my fear. So discovering that and then letting it go and just like, yeah, well, if you're judging me, that's more about you than me. And I have some value here, and hopefully you'll be willing to look at the value instead of judging me. Yeah, for sure. So I want to thank you so much for coming.
And thanks, Charlene. You're a wonderful person.
Thank you. And sharing your story, because, again, I really find it inspirational. And I think it can be so beneficial to other people who are really struggling with mental illness. You are thriving, not just surviving. And so you've been listening to Charlene Pickram, the host of Mental Health, Let's Talk About It. I'm the owner of Pick Empowerment, and this is CIOE 97.5 FM. And on behalf of myself and my producer, Seth Glasgow, be well.